Blog Talk Radio.
Codec. 33%
for the company president. Hazard pay, money spent. Second chancers can't pay the rent. Work from home, comfy slippers, no mask needed, all alone. Zoom call with lawyers, staff, and union sellouts on his smartphone. Some part-time bus and rail workers have no home. Uniforms and family health insurance. Flagmen paying out of pocket. No salary bump for any of us. Bet. No $350,000 rocket.
33%.
A competitive raise for our company president.
Underfunded pension. Forgot to mention money. You can never have enough. More and more keep the workers poor. Flyovers and cameras with 8K HD X-ray view. Negotiations for contracts behind secret closed doors. The workers always get the screw. The solution to the problems are nothing new. Full-time jobs for all and two-person crews.
Running a transit agency during normal times is a Herculean task.
Sitting in your award-winning palace while we get assaulted is kind of crass. No contract, no radios, no decent breaks for operators. Safety first, the truth hurts. Company union, lavish lifestyle. Think about the relationship for a while. Union bosses to help punish the voices that inspire the workers. Call the cops, run the radicals off the lot. Shoot the messengers, suspend and fire the non-conforming misbehaviors. No accelerated discipline for our highly paid boss or his top union friends. No random drops or violation sins. An easy ride to retirement for him. We lost count. How many pensions? No 26 and out for the rest of them.
Leadership that this agency needs.
Glory and praise to thee while the full-time workers double-digit pension paycheck deductions bleed if they survive COVID-19. Twilight Zone cognitive dissonance. The company board mandated it.
33% for the company president.
On this radio show, trying to get it back going again. Real important to share knowledge and information with each other. We have a call-in number, 515-605-9885. That number, 515-605-9885. So we got 30 minutes to try to get you in here and to get some good info out for you. So the subject is sick days. PTA workers need sick days. What is that? What kind of company do you work for? Full time. It serves people of one of the largest cities in the United States. It's the second largest public transportation agencies in the country, and you don't have sick days. You got something called a sick book. Doesn't sound very pleasant, does it? It's a sick book. The fancy term for that is term. disability. All right. And you can find it in the collective bargaining agreement in two places. Article 12 explains about signing into the sick book. Now, everybody that calls off sick has to use this sick book process. Includes something that's not in the contract called a third-party administrator. If you call into work and you say, I'm sick, I don't feel well, I won't be in today, manager puts you in, technically the sick book. But then you got to go to the third-party administrator. We call them Reed Group. Some call them Greed Group. And after you survive that headache process, if you're on two or more days being sick. Now, if you're just going to be, if you're just sick that one day and you're pretty sure you'll be back the next day, which if you're sick, you really need to take more than a day off. But if you say you're going to be back, you don't have to use the third-party administrator. But you do have to notify manager. Now, if you're on the front line, you're in what's called scheduled transit operations, you got to do that before a particular time in the afternoon. Do that as soon as possible. You'll probably have to go in and sign out, fortunately. In maintenance, it's a little different. But in scheduled transit operations, you operators and CAs, they give you a harder time. So Article 15 in the collective bargaining agreement deals with something called accident and sickness. Now, let me tell you something. If you get hurt at work or you have an injury that's been part of repetitive stress at work, don't go in the sick book. That's a setup. You need to go what's called injured on duty comp or workers' compensation. That's a state law. That's not in the domain of our collective bargaining agreement. A drug test. So let's get back to that sick book, though. So in Article 15.3, there is some coverage for the full-timers as far as pay. It's very little. It's a weekly amount after 7 days of incapacity, and after that, you'll get these little partial payments of $230 or up to $260 a week. You're to get over what you're doing, whatever you're going through. Maybe you have, heart surgery, something, surgery with your knees. You're going to have to take more than a couple days off, you know. Some have to deal with a cancer. So this is where that comes in handy. So we need to have this. Now, the part-timers have it starting this year. Got a lot of restrictions. And we don't have enough time in the show to deal with it. But now part-timers can use it. I suggest you go to ChicagoTransitWorker.com, click on Know Your Rights contract. From there, scroll down to the last 15 pages. It's almost a 500-page document. It includes our collective bargaining agreement, various letters of understanding, and tentative agreements. A lot of it is focused on the rail side, but the collective bargaining agreement itself, the heart of the so-called contract, is bus and rail. You go to the last 15 pages and you'll see what it says there about part-timers. So the other week, we protested, myself and a retiree protested about sick days and other issues regarding the contract, regarding working conditions. And we dealt with this. The
the sad thing about the sick book and the sick pay, which is short-term disability, you know, that $200-something a week, is you don't get it. You don't, even if you're full-time, you don't get it until you do 12 months as full-time. So you could have been working at the CTA part-time 10 years. And then suddenly you turn over full-time. You won't qualify for this unless you wait another 12 months. And you're still going to take hits. Every time you're in the sick book, you can stay in up to 26 weeks for one entry. But they can still punish you and write you up. Six entries in 12 months be grounds for termination. When you're sick and you're in that sick book, take your days. Yeah, you're going to miss pay, but take your days so that you don't go back in because you're just not fully recovered. But it's up to you because you still need the money. So this doesn't work. You see what I'm saying? We have to have sick days for all CTA workers. How does that work? Well, the state of Illinois, our governor put in a bill and he signed it. It's going to go into effect next year. And every company has to give their workers a week or 40 hours of sick leave
time.
Okay, so that's seven, you know,
seven times five, right? No. Ooh, the math is not doing too good getting off the midnights here.
But you get
40 hours, so that's 5 days.
Okay, it's about
8 hours. There you go.
Will that
be in effect for us
with a collective
bargaining agreement with the union?
There's not a
definite answer.
We got to see the
specifics of law. These laws tend to
be affected by the collective
bargaining agreements.
So that means, just like the city ordinance
in the city of Chicago actually mandates sick time
for all workers, but the collective
bargaining agreement irrelevant. And so we have poor
sick pay
arrangements in our contract, our collective bargaining agreement. I'll just say contract, the lack of you know, just so everybody's understands, it's really a collective bargaining agreement, not a contract.
But the
contract
has trumped the city ordinance, and I have a feeling it's going to trump the state law. That's just a
speculation on my part.
So whether our contract
will embrace the state law,
we still have
to fight for it.
We still got to
organize around it. And 1 week isn't enough.
See, we
should earn
paid time
off.
It could be just
sickness or
personal. Need a mental break. Mental health
day.
Based
on our days of consecutive service of good attendance.
So in the workers' contract,
this is an unofficial contract at the Chicago Transit Justice Coalition.
This is a contract
made by workers, made by bus and rail workers at the CTA.
And I
happen to be the editor of this thing, and we've been doing this since 2020, literally late 2019. And it was rejected
by
then
President Ken Franklin.
He's running again.
Can't wait.
Right.
Oh, God. But,
of course, I didn't even waste time dealing with.
Nevertheless,
members give information. They turn in information. They post things to the spreadsheet. We put it in the spreadsheet, and then we plug it in to the contract. So in the workers' contract,
what we did
was, you know, we took what people
were
speaking up about,
and
those
who get this here for you. I'm getting it up on screen. So we put in Article 15, which is, our modifications to the contract, that all 241 and 308 employees are eligible for four sick days at 100% their hourly rate times 8 hours every 6 months of service with no absences due to misses or suspensions. So vacation is okay. If you had a vacation, that doesn't affect it. These sick days can accumulate up to 24 months and cannot be revoked from or paid out to the employee if unused. So you come to work for 6 months, boom, you get another 4 days. You start with 4 days immediately. And then every 6 months, you get another four. And think about that. Like every 6 months, what happens? It's almost like a new season. You people catch colds. Their children catch colds. Maybe their parents get a little sick or something, and they got to take off and take care of them. Maybe they got to deal with a doctor visit, get some checkups, some blood work. You got these days, so you'll use them. So we want to do better than the state law as a union. Right? See, the unions, what we're forgetting is we got the union. This is what happens with unionism, is you have the union leadership is so tied up into the employer and the politicians that when the employer, the politicians do something, the union leadership takes credit for it. But they have done all kinds of concessions to take other stuff away in other ways. Maybe not in the contract. Maybe with people being fired unjustly, like we got operators that get screwed over with these recertification tests. We got coworkers that get hit with last chance agreements for some trifling crap, and they have a clean record, and all of a sudden they get a last chance agreement. They're like, what is this? Well, if you don't sign it, you won't have a job. We have to fight for sick days. Don't just wait for the state. Don't wait for the government. Don't wait for your employer. Fight for it. So what about the part-timers? The part-timers need it too. Now, the ultimate goal is to reduce the amount of part-time jobs that are at the CTA over the life of the contract.
Okay. That's key.
While we have part-timers, the part-timers have to have benefits.
We'll call them
part-time.
They're going to work
40 hours. You got to give them part of the benefits of being a full-timer. Okay? Don't call it part-time. You call it slavery if that's what it is. You're not going to have part of what full-timers have. Well, that's slavery. Okay? But you don't call it that. So we're going to call it what it is. So part-time employees get part-time benefits. So in the workers' contract, we say that the part-timers, gotta get this up here, part-timers with 6 or more months of service, six or more months of service will be permitted 0.5 hours time off.
Right,
per pay period, and will be able to accumulate it without forfeiture. Part-time employees with 1 year of service will be permitted 1 week off with partial pay. That week consists of 3.5 days off with pay and 3.5 days off without pay. You got to give them something. If that's too complicated, let's simplify it. But whatever it is, the part-timers have to have days off. They have to have sick days. They have to have personal days if they get sick or they got to take care of issues
at home.
Same with vacation. You're going to give full paid vacation to full-timers? You got to give a partially paid vacation to part-timers, not an unpaid vacation. That's not a vacation.
That's a furlough.
That's a layoff.
Pretty much. It's a layoff,
and I'm going to tell you can come back in a week.
That ain't fair.
as slavery, okay? So we also have to take the people who were, who, you know, had years of service, and they, I got to accumulate all that. So that's what that's dealing with. Okay, okay. So the chat room here, if there's any callers. Okay, no. So let's go to, there was a letter sent out to transit operations by the chief transit officer, Donald Bonds. Some of you got to see it. Some of you didn't. I posted it on my, or no, I didn't. It's at the Chicago Transit Justice Coalition Facebook page. And then I posted it from there. I shared it from there to other places. But basically, he's reminding the management and letting you in on it that anytime there is a suspicious activity, a drug test or a accident drug test where there's reasonable suspicion that you might be under the influence or you were involved in an accident, when they got to do a urinalysis, breathalyzer, it cannot be delayed. It has to be done within 2 hours of the incident.
Right.
So, but there's something he doesn't mention in the letter that you need to know. If you are hurt or you are messed up from an accident,
you're feeling
mentally stressed out, maybe, like you're about to break down from something going on, and they want to hit you with a drug test.
You need
emergency room. You need
a medical treatment. They cannot
stop you. That's in the contract, okay? That's in the contract. They can follow you there and be man there.
To the hospital, they can do that, but they can't
stop you from getting. They can't, well, hold on, let me just get this breathalyzer from you while you're bleeding.
You know,
your hand got chopped off,
you know,
whatever. It was an accident you were in with your bus or your train.
Or your truck, you know, your excavator. No.
You got to get emergency treatment. So what you do, you call the controller.
Tell the controller, I was in an accident. I'm in it.
I'm having an issue, a medical issue. I'm going to seek medical treatment right now. Get the controller number. Get the time that you called. Document that incident. Let the union
official or steward
that you trust know what's going on with you.
On the record.
So they can have that on the record for you, okay?
So you cannot.
Now,
the chief transit officer is not saying to hold people back. You know,
don't let people go to medical, but he doesn't mention it. So I'm mentioning it so you all know what your rights are.
Okay.
So you know the contract expires in a few months,
all right?
We have to be prepared for this. So it's important that we organize actions on the bus and the rail side every month about the issues dealing with the contract. Don't get lulled into these contract proposal meetings that in and of itself is going to help us get a strong contract.
Strong contract.
I'm starting to sound like
the union bosses, ATU
King Costa.
Strong contract.
If we want a contract that we want, we got to fight for it. You got to build up your power.
So whatever
it takes,
when you're off the
clock, especially, we're talking about off-the-clock activity,
on lunch
break,
you know, get supporters in the public, do flyers, petitions, and other things, okay?
Utilize your First Amendment rights.
So Local 308 is having contract, and
I just want to tell you that these are talks.
These are in the
PIC meetings, contract talks, they're just talks.
And if
we have a say in what's happening, that's good. but we have to be involved in the meetings as well. These things where the CTA lawyers and the union officials get together without us present is not good. And you see that with what's happening on the rail side and the bus side with these operators and these new picks that they got, these new runs. They're all going to be picking soon, new schedules. And all of y'all, look, all these delays and whatnot, especially in the blue line,
your train's
being gapped all the time.
On the red line,
your train's being dumped or going into emergency
outside of
Clark Junction every trip almost. You know, it's too many trips. We got swings, all kind of swing shifts. You're going to start work at 7 in the morning, get home at, be done at 7 at night. Come on. You got to go back to work again. And if you live near the terminal, it's not so bad, I guess. But, you know, one person train operation doesn't work. These trains are meant, especially with 8 cars, to be operated by 2 people. You had one car used to run the Skokie Swift with one car. Yeah, okay. You were collecting fares. But now it's 8 cars.
Every train
is 8 cars
or 6 at all times.
So you need a person operating the doors, helping the customers, and you need a person to operate the train. It's just too much. It's too much. So we got to fight for this, y'all.
Train operators, bus operators.
We need 2-person crews, especially on the trains. Bring this up in the proposal meetings if you go,
but realize
you got to do some action too. Union leadership is only going to go as far as the CTA lets them go.
But you
make them go further
by taking
initiative. This is how real unions work. You could say, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Fine. Why don't you go
study some history?
Well, you know, it's just so much going on and so much to talk about. But we are out of time.
Sometimes Blog Talk lets us go a little beyond the 30 minutes of the live portion. So let's pick this up next month. And let's deal with what's going on in the garages and the terminals and the shops and the offices. Keep sending me your information. I keep going out there listening to you, talking with you, helping you
build up your confidence.
We got members dealing with homelessness, sickness, and they're part-timers. You got to have full-time jobs for all y'all. No more poverty at the CTA. Poverty is at the root of crime. It's serious. Peace. Month, hopefully you'll come up with some protests. You a worker, if you're off the clock, you can do it.
Yeah,
hold a sign there, live stream it.
Really important
to live stream what you do,
because when you
speak up and you stand up,
you actually inspire people.
And we got others doing that too.
And we got Sister Cheryl out there.
She does a whole radio show, and she just saw these boss-loving, bootlicking sellouts.
He's doing the Lord's work.
say I am too. I don't know. But I certainly want to inspire you. That's why I do what I do. Know y'all, some of y'all want me to run for office. Well, go ahead and nominate me. If you think that'll help, if y'all want it, y'all make it happen, okay, I'll serve. I'll do the best I can. You know, those of you haters, I guess, call you that, even though mostly you're just ignorant. Don't know what you're talking about. Not your enemy. You're not mine, but fine, you know, I can go, I can stay, whatever, it doesn't matter, I can win or lose, it doesn't make a difference, guess what, we still got to organize. So you can blame me for the problems, but the problems will still exist. You can blame me for speaking up, you can attack me for speaking up, but you cannot blame and then not do anything about it. You know what I'm saying? So the problems exist whether I'm here or not. I just happen to be, or me and others happen to be people that are speaking up about it. So you can wish us away, block us, ignore us, fight us all you want. Try to belittle us and dig up dirt, but what are you going to do about the problem? What are you going to do about the fact that our pension is 55% funded? And the only way to fix that is to have more full-time workers contributing to the pension. Because the part-timers don't contribute to the pension. So you really have to think about the real problems, the real issues. And ignore what's out there regarding the personalities. That is the thing that you got to focus on. Well, we'll wrap it up with a little extra 10 minutes here. And we'll pick up with the other subjects next month. Thanks again. I hope you found this informational, inspirational. And I certainly enjoy sharing with you and inspiring you.